The Mishnah says in Daf Zayin Wadaf, at the beginning of the fifth parak of Zvachim, that Par v'sarshi Yom Kippurim shkintasim b'tzafin v'kipol daman b'chli sharas b'tzafin v'daman tan hazayah b'bein abanav al parechus v'mizbeach hazav. So it's mavur that the din is that the dam you have to put in the makim of bein habadim. Rashi says over here, "Dibur masla hazara bein habadim aimed ben shnei bade arin maza achas lamala bezayin lamata kineged ayvashel kaparis v'loyin nagim bo." So it's mavur from Rashi that not only is the hazaya bein habadim, but the kain has to be aimed ben shnei bade arin during the time of the hazah. He has to be standing between the two bade arin. Now this is a chiddush. You don't find this in the Gemara. You don't find this in the Mishnah. That the makam of the amida, the kain, is bein habadim, just that the hazaya is there. But Rashi is being mechadish that the makam amida sakain is also bein habadim. This Rashi is going to shitasa from Yuma and Daphne Gimel. Rashi over there also says that the kain has to stand bein habadim. So again, this is a chiddush of Rashi. You don't see it in the Gemara. The Rambam is not mash like this. The Rambam in Parakdal Alachabes and Vodisim Kippurim says it's mash in Varav that the hazaya is done bein habadim, but the makam amida sakain, that we don't find any din that the kain has to stand bein habadim. So the shayla is, where does Rashi get this one? But besides that question, the shayla is really on Rashi over here. Why does Rashi need to speak this out? What is it negiah to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about the makam of the ezim makam shel zvachim. Where do you have to be mazah on? Where's the makam where you do the hazara too, which is bein habadim? All we need to know is that you're mazah bein habadim, but where the kain stands, that's l'chayr not negiah to our Mishnah. That's not what we're talking about. The makam hamidos hakayin. So even if Rashi held it's true, why is it necessary for Rashi to speak out over here that he's Aymed ben Shnei Badei Arin? Why is that negiah to our Mishnah? Also, it's a little bit shver why Rashi needs to end off. Then of Rashi, he says that you're a mazik and the Kenegat Ayvish or Kaparis, Veloya Nagimba, wouldn't touch the Kaparis. So again, that then is true, they wouldn't touch the Kaparis. So why is that negiah to our Mishnah over here? Why is that important for Rashi to speak out over here that wouldn't touch the Kaparis? It's not negiah to the Makarnish HaZvachim that we're discussing over here. So on both of these kashas is a very beautiful beer from the Blay Malin. He has to say like this. This is in his Chidushim and Chelik Bey, Simon Yad Zayin. So he cries a Chakir, what's the pshat in this din that you're Mazah Bein Habadim, the Makam Bein Habadim, and not on the Kabaris itself? Is it the pshat that there is a din Makam? There's a Makam where you have to be Mazah on, and that Makam is the Avir Shabbein Habadim. That is the Makam of the Hazayah, just like other Zrikas have to be on this Bech. This Zrikah is done on the Avir Bein Habadim. That is its Makam. Or is it pshat that there is no Makam at all? There is no Makam for this Zrikah. This Zrikah is different than other Zrikas. It doesn't have any makam, just a din of hazah. You just have to be mazah, you just have to throw it. And that's all it needs to be done. There is no din makam that the dam has to go on. And he wants to be matzia, then maybe Rashi held like the second tzah. It's not the pshat that the avir bein habadim is its makam, but there is no din makam at all. There is no din makam, you have to be mazah. But imkin tzarechin, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Mishnah says, dam tan hazah bein habadim. You see from the Mishnah, there's some type of makam bein habadim. So he wants to learn that Behechach Rashi understood that din makam of here is not going on where the dam goes, but it's a din makam on where the kain has to stand. That the din of the hazay is that the kain has to be aimed ben habadim and mazah. He has to stand ben habadim. That's the makam. The makam is that is where the kain stands, and then your mazah forward, and Rimele will go to the aver ben habadim. So the makam of here is neschadish, and the makam of minas hakain, not in where the dam has to land. And that's why Rashi needs to speak out over here that the Kain is aimed ben habadim because it's very negiah to the mission. That's good for the whole din of the mission. The din makam over here is a din, and I mean it's a kain, not a din where the dam goes. And that's how Rashi speaks out that you wouldn't touch the kapiris because that's good for the hechach to say this. If it would touch the kapiris, then it would have a makam. The makam would be touching the kapiris, but Bibalda doesn't touch the kapiris. It just goes into the avir. So hechach, the makam over here is not in where the dam goes, but where the kain is aimed, and that's how Rashi needs to speak out that he was aimed ben shnei badei arim. So that is the way Rashi understands that this Mishnah's goof is saying this din, that the makam amidas hakayin is bein badei arin, that is the whole din hazay over here, and that would be the makam for Rashi over here, and Rashi and Yuma. Just want to bring a raya, I think, to Shitas Rashi, not like the Rambam, that the kayin has bein bein abadim, and that's from the lashon of the piyot, v'amitz kayach, that we say in the avayd of Yom Kippur, of the kanyal on Yom Kippur, that said on Yom Kippur, he says, the lashon over there is like this, it says, the ritzef nichnas v'kam bein shadayim, Ritzi Hazayas Tavu the Hitzlif Bechule, and then it continues. So the lashon of the Python is that the Kangado was Nichnas Bekam Ben Shadayim. He went in, he entered Bekam, and he stood Ben Shadayim. So it's pretty fairish over there that he's being Kam Ben Shadayim. He has to be Aymer Ben Shadayim, not just that he does the Hazaya to the Makam Ben Shadayim, which is referring to the Badi Arim, but that is where he's Kam, that's where he's Aymer. So that would be a smach to Shitas Rashi, that there's a din to be Aymer Ben Shadayim, and the way Reb Leib is learning that the Pshat is that is good for the Makam Hazaya. That the kain is being aimed there, that is the beer in the din of the Mishnah, that is the Dhammatan Azal Bein Abadim, that is the Makam Amidah Sakain.